We have all heard former President Abraham Lincoln's famous phrase, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." This saying has been used on everything from bumper stickers and t-shirts to tattoos, but American citizens don't often consider what it really means. Today in America, everyone has their own belief system, which is sometimes derived from and shared within groups like political parties. Americans oftentimes have never been taught or refuse to believe anything outside of their own belief system. This causes a social divide and creates disagreements with other people. I believe that America can become a stronger and more united country by abolishing the current party system, creating stronger communication between groups and individuals, and reducing the spread of false information. When Abraham Lincoln gave his House Divided speech, he was speaking about slavery and the division of Northern and Southern U.S. I believe that what Lincoln was saying back in 1858 still applies today. And I'm not talking about opposing sports teams or family game nights. I'm talking about the country and political system we have created, where people must choose between a very limited number of political parties. If a person wants their vote to count, they only really have two choices: Republican or Democrat. This divide leaves everyone so busy arguing with each other that nothing gets accomplished, and it creates stubbornness in people, which causes them to avoid listening to opposing views, even if it is something they would normally agree on. Abolishing the two-party system would help prevent these problems, as well as encouraging communication between groups, leading to a more cohesive country. Effective communication can influence change by introducing new ideas or beliefs to people who may not have been exposed to different perspectives. Recently, I was able to make my school a safer and better environment by using effective communication to spread information and challenge a student's beliefs. During a class discussion, a student asked, very seriously I might add, why he can't bring a gun to school. His argument was that if another student attacked him, he could defend himself. Of course, everyone began to tell him he was wrong and shut him down, but it wasn't until I asked him one simple question that he really listened. I asked what would happen if the attacker had a gun, because if he were allowed to carry one, so would everyone else. He stumbled over his words for a second before admitting he didn't know what he would do. Later in the week, when a gun threat was sent at my school's homecoming celebration, he was one of the first students to react and help herd others to safety. My words and effective communication were enough to challenge the false information he had believed, and I influenced him to change his mind and his ways for the better. Social media plays a big role in how deep-rooted and skewed views are able to develop and take hold in people's minds. Social media, as a whole, uses algorithms that aim to stimulate its consumers with a continuous feed of material that will keep them engaged and happy while it learns what interests they have. After this algorithm learns enough about the people it serves, they will only start to see the posts that reinforce their beliefs, creating a deeper sense of righteousness. Another problem with social media is that it promotes posts that gain a lot of traction. Oftentimes, these posts are incorrect or misleading and leave people with the wrong information. I believe that by increasing communication with others outside of social media, as well as regulating false information and clickbait articles, we can create more of a balance and understanding between people of different viewpoints. Today, I was asked to address one of the biggest questions of society: America. Where do we go from here? My answer to that question may leave some nonplussed or confused, but it is really quite simple. By abolishing the current party system, creating stronger communication between groups of people, and reducing the spread of false information, we can become a stronger and more united country. So, in a way, it doesn't really matter where we go in a physical sense. The important thing is that wherever it is, we go there together, united through our many unique voices.